everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Aces Up the Sleeve. I'm Patty, co-hosting the co-managing partner of Pocket Aces Racing, or par for the quick reference, Jared Shoemaker. And in this podcast, we're going to do just a shed light on all things Pocket Aces Racing. We're going to talk about the finer points of syndicate ownership. We're going to discuss everything that our partners, our listeners, our fans have asked us to talk about. And hopefully by the end of the episode, you are enlightened, inspired, entertained, and, you know, we'll even branch into some off syndicate, out of house news, since we are members of the racing industry. But before we get to that, Jared, how are you today after we had our lovely tornado warning kind of Tuesday?
I guess we're still under a tornado watch until midnight or so. I know Scarlett and I have been hunkered down in the basement all evening, just in case, because we've got this ginormous oak tree outside our house. We got trees all around us. So, you know, we're just hanging out in the basement, watching a little TV down here and enjoying the hell out of the show on Peacock Network, Traitors. It's a great reality game show type situation. Hmm. I highly recommend it. It's better than any of, I don't watch many of those types of shows, but yeah. Traitors is good. And there's a US version, a British version, there's an Australian version and a New Zealand version, so you can just soak them all in. I haven't watched the New Zealand yet, but anyway, if you're looking for some way to, you know, waste a little time, check out the Traitors. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if you're not adventurous like some of the videos have been floating around social where college students are getting themselves blown down the street. I mean,
I've never seen anything like that. This poor young girl was on her way to class at UK campus today, and the wind, it was raining so hard you could barely see her.
Yeah.
And the wind completely knocked her to the ground and sent her rolling.
Yeah.
Scarlett did see where she posted later this evening that she's doing okay.
Well, that's
no
good.
Serious injuries, just a little wet and a little embarrassed.
Well, that's good to hear, because I'd seen that kind of video in passing, and like up here in Georgetown, it wasn't quite that bad. Like, yeah, we got some rain. We're getting the lightning now. We're getting kind of the back end of the lightning right now, but we didn't have that wind. And I was watching it, and I'm like, that must have been what missed us, because I get all the tornado warnings for some reason. I guess my phone still thinks it's in Lexington. So I got all of it, but I was watching it earlier.
The thing is, it didn't, we're 5 miles from downtown, maybe not even that far, from 5 miles from campus, and it didn't do anything like that at all out here this afternoon. So, hey, good.
I guess your phone was very confident in your ability to survive, which mine apparently does not have any in mind.
I probably don't have it set up to do whatever you're doing. I didn't get any warnings or anything like that.
Well, then, enough about Tornado Tuesday. Why don't we talk about our spring open house next Saturday, on April the 13th. It's coming, folks. This is, by the time this goes up tomorrow, Wednesday, you'll have, I think, a little bit of time left to RSVP for the open house. I'm not sure when you've made that cutoff deadline yet, but you do have a little bit of time left. So if you've made plans on attending, or, you know, even if you're a partner, if you're just a fan, if you want to attend, make sure you let us know. You do still have some time, but your window's closing.
Yep, that's right. It's April 13th is when the event is. We're going to take, people can sign up to come up through Sunday. We've got a big crowd. This is going to be probably one of the biggest crowds that we have had.
Nice.
So fortunately, everything's going to be exclusively at Silver Springs this year. So,
very nice.
We're going to start there at Silver Springs and not have to go from one farm to the other, which is, you know, can always be a little bit of a challenge.
Yep.
There will be some opportunity for folks that are in town if they would like to see their horses that are at other places, then, we should be able to accommodate. And we'll talk a little bit about that as we go forward. And it's just, Mark and I were actually talking about this the other day. We were going out to watch Accusatory Train. He had a really nice little 2-minute lick through the lane. And he's like, and as I've been talking to partners, they've been calling and checking in, or I've seen them at races. There's been more buzz and excitement about this open house than we've seen in a long, long time. And I think part of it, and I'm hoping that part of it, is that a lot of folks that are not involved in these 2-year-olds that are over at Silver Springs are anxious to see them, see how they've developed since they, if they saw them at the previous open house, and just maybe they've been trying to decide which one or which ones they're going to jump in on, and they're anxious to get over here and check them out and see how they all look. And they all look pretty daggone amazing, quite frankly.
We've only been hearing really good things about them since, of course, and everybody kind of likes to say that sometimes, but this is one of those classes where I think just about everybody makes, like, in their own way, makes a statement. Like, they leave an impression on you. That's hard to do. Like, that's hard to
Yeah,
find.
I think that's right. And they're all very different types, as people will get to see when they're out there on Saturday. So, as Patty said, if you have not RSVP'd yet, even if you're not a Pocket Aces racing partner, if you're going to be in the Central Kentucky area on April 13, shoot me an email, jshoemaker@pocketacesracing.com. Tell me you want to be there. I'll get you all the all the details, get you down on the list. And like she said, we'll be doing that. We'll be taking the registrations through Saturday. Just really looking forward to it.
And I know I've seen a couple people already kind of commenting on some of our social media platforms, oh, we wish we could make it, but something happened, something popped up. We will be live streaming on Facebook for our fans who cannot make it, and partners, if you would like to join us on your app. We will also be using the live stream feature on your Stable
Stable
Connect
Connect.
app. So we will be over there for the partners. There's a chat room. You could chat away. We'll be able to save all of these videos as well. We'll try and get both of these live streams saved for you guys. So we'll get them posted on our YouTube. So if you would like to rewatch them later, or you would like to, refresh your memory, if you're still in the decision-making process, you will have those. We'll have those posted, and you'll be able to go back and review those again. So.
Patty, do you know yet? And you may not, because I definitely don't know. So if they're watching through the Stable Connect app, is that just going to be open to anybody that is signed up for Stable Connect through Pocket Aces Racing? Do they have to go into a horse profile first? Where will they find that in the app?
So I do actually know, because I had to go find out myself just to be sure.
Excellent.
So the live stream, it will on the Stable Connect app, it will show up on your on the bottom. There's like a little like a partnership tab, like a little partnership section. You'll press on that, and on your top options, you will have events, and this open house will pop up on there as an event. And then when the live stream starts going live, you will obviously, all the partners will get notified, and it'll be for the all Pocket Aces Racing partners. It's not any certain horse, it's not anything specific like that. It's just for anybody on Pocket Aces Racing who's a partner who is on the Stable Connect app. And once that pops up, you will have the option to join in the live stream, and you will be able to then join at that point. So
That
it's not anything
is pretty
specific.
exciting.
Yeah, I know, it's
So
launching.
remind me in the email updates that go out to the partners on next Monday to just
Yes.
make a little note about
Yep.
that they'll get a notification in their Stable Connect app if they're using it. So that's pretty sweet. So th and this is just another reminder that when you have Stable Connect questions, send them to Patty because she's the one that knows what's going on with it. I am totally
Yes. I am the one who professionally breaks it and then nags at Jonathan to
behind.
go fix it.
That's right. That's right.
So,
That's right.
yeah. So I've put a lot of just I've invested a lot of time into kind of learning how the Stable Connect app works, and just kind of learning the little details of the updates, and there's a lot of really exciting things going on the app right now. I saw that the chat room option is finally up, so you will be able to start, different chats between, yourself and different partners. You can have as many people as you want in some of them. Obviously, the live stream options are also going live, so we're very excited to start rolling these out, especially for things like paddock access. I know, in situations where if they're being stingy and they won't give us enough passes for everybody, we'll try and just kind of get some of that action, that activity going on the Stable Connect app for those who can't maybe make it to the races. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to start rolling that out pretty soon for everybody too. So,
Fantastic. Well, let's
excited.
talk about what's happening at the event on Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday,
Yep.
April 13th. Do not show up at Silver Springs this Saturday. They will look at you like
Funny.
you're not supposed to be there because you're not supposed to be
Yeah. And there will be no breakfast. So if you want breakfast and coffee next Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, we'll start out the event. It's at Silver Springs Training Center. Keep in mind, folks, that there are two Silver Springs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Silver Springs Juvenile Division. One of them is their training center. The address for the training center, 247 Swigert Avenue in Lexington. Mm-hmm. It's right out off of North Broadway, just on the north side of I-75. It's across from the Lexington Country Club. Mm-hmm. Be mindful as you're driving back through there. Do not hit the peacocks
mm-hmm.
that roam around on Swigert Avenue all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get started with some food and beverage at about 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my sister, I think I mentioned it at one point along the way, my nephew is a senior in high school this year, and it's prom day.
And, yep, big day.
And my niece, his sister, she's just a sophomore, but her boyfriend, little stinker, he's a junior, so they're all doing the prom thing, and my sister did not want to be bogged down on Saturday with dealing with all that, but she is going to make us some muffins and some coffee cakes and
nice.
That sort of thing, and I'll be bringing food from I think I'm going to do Chick-fil-A, so we're going to have some chicken minis,
nice,
and some fruit and juice and coffee and all that jazz, probably
yep.
some donuts,
yep,
and so that's the plan for food. We will start that there in the viewing stand, just overlooking the track at about 9. Everybody can mill around, enjoy themselves. Hopefully it's a good weather and sun is shining bright. And about 9:30, the horses will all come out. The ones currently at Silver Springs, it's all the 2-year-olds. So we've got a dialed in filly, soon to be named Honorary.
Okay.
She will be there along with Diamond Eye Jack, the Tom's Detat colt, and soon to be Secret Flame, the McKenzie Magic Spell filly, and of course Caracaro Breeze, the Caracaro filly out of Welcome Aboard, and then the two that are sold out will also be there to see and get some love and some pictures with for the partners that are already in on them. The War of Will filly, soon to be named War Powers, and our Temple City filly, who we keep thinking is going to go on a break, but she just keeps chugging right along. And it's looking maybe she might be more like the Temple City Storm Temple Pilot Temple City than the Temple City Terror Temple City. So which, it's not as common that you get the early sprinter types, but he certainly does get some. And that seems to be, at least right now, the way she's going. But, we'll continue to assess and decide where she, see where she's going to end up and when, if she's going to get a break or if she's just going to be on the fast track to the track. So we shall see.
I believe we continued the Temple City naming tradition for her too. She's
Temple
City Taboo.
That is correct.
That's interesting. Still TCT.
Yeah, so, that's right. So that's going to cause confusion with Mark and I as we're doing our, because we always just put the first letters of each word of the names when we're texting back and forth. So that's liable to, be a problem.
Yeah.
But, we'll figure it out. So they'll come out first, they'll come out in hand. Everybody can get pictures. They can pet them and rub on them and get pictures. They may see good pictures already. Give them some, if you want to, they probably don't know too much about treats yet, but if you want to bring some peppermints, you can give it a shot. Peppermints or carrots or apples. A lot of times, if they haven't been, they probably don't get them a whole lot there at Silver Springs. So sometimes they don't necessarily know what they're supposed to do when you stick those up in their noses, and they start sniffing around, and they don't really realize that it's food until they've had a little more experience with it. But if you want to bring some, you can give it a shot, and certainly be able to try to give them some snacks and treats. Did I say tweets?
Yeah.
Snacks,
hey, if they're starting to tweet, then they are more accomplished than we give them credit for.
Yeah, we're gonna give them a TV show. We'll put them on the television.
Hey, I mean, this is as good as anything else on the TV right now.
Right. So that's so they'll do that for a little bit, and then probably around 10, 10, 15 or so, they will all get out on the track and do their thing. And they'll probably each one of them right now at this particular point, they're all in kind of different stages of the training process. So some might do a little zip through the lane, some may just be jogging and galloping. And it's just we'll see where they are, and we won't do anything to interrupt their regular schedule. And we're just going to be there to watch and see what they do and see how they look.
And so that's going to be kind of the crew that's over there. So for the folks who, since we did talk a little bit about accusatory just right at the kind of either before we started recording or right smack at the beginning. So if we have any partners or anybody who would like to see accusatory, will they have that chance at some
Yeah,
point?
so accusatory. Well, he may. Yeah, hopefully,
Hopefully.
it's possible that he is still going to be there. He
Okay.
may be moved on to Brendan Walsh's barn by that time.
Okay.
So we will see. We think that he's going to go to the Turfway Park barn. He's going to work this weekend. We'll see how that work goes, and that may get. That may kind of get shuffled around a little bit due to the weather that's coming through right now, and potentially, I think it's supposed to be cleared up by the weekend. But it's possible that, depending on how the what the track conditions are after after this weather pattern goes through, maybe his work gets delayed until early next week.
Yeah.
We'll just have to kind of see how that works. So it's very possible that Accusatory will be available to be seen at the Thoroughbred Center. The Thoroughbred Center is less than a mile away from
Yep.
Silver Springs, so it's very convenient. Just a little bit further north well, I guess it's not North Broadway anymore at that point. It's was it 68,
Think
and
so. Yeah.
Paris Pike.
Yeah, I
It was
noticed
Paris
Paris
Pike at that
Pike.
point. Yeah, and it's just up there on the right. So Oscar season should also be there by then. I know. Dermot was expecting to get an open stall sometime this week there at the Thoroughbred Center. So Oscar season should be there. If Accusatory is gone, Oscar season will definitely be there because he would probably take Accusatory's stall if another stall doesn't open up before then. So anybody that wants to see Oscar season will most certainly be able to do so. And if you are wanting to see one of your horses that's based at Turfway Park, which again is probably just right off I-75 there, both the Thoroughbred Center and Silver Springs. So if you're wanting to see your horses at Turfway Park on Friday or Saturday, we can make that happen for you. Just give us a shout early, at the end of this week or early next week, so we can get that set up for you.
And so, I mean, since Oscar season is kind of expected to potentially either move immediately if Accusatory heads over. Or kind of within as soon as any kind of stalling opens up for him. How has he been doing? Like, I've heard good things about him. I've heard that he's been doing really, really well.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
So Oscar, go ahead.
Well, I said I, from what we've been reading and what they what they've been telling us, like they're impressed with him. Like they've said he is strong.
Yeah, so again, Mark and I were talking to Dermot when we were out there on Saturday, and Mark said, "So how's Oscar season doing there at the farm? When are you going to get him over?" He said, "Well, first, I'll get him over as soon as I've got a stall open, and I think we got one shipping out early next week. So he should be going over, in the next day or so. We got more weather through coming through tomorrow, so maybe wait till Thursday or Friday, assuming that transition has happened. And then it's so he's been galloping around the farm." And Oscar season's exercise rider is Oscar, is also named Oscar. And Dermot said, "Yeah, Oscar got off him the other day." He said, "Dude, this horse is a beast. He is super strong." And it's obviously it's limited on what they can do. They're galloping around the farm,
Yeah.
but we've had a lot of horses gallop around farms before, and that's not something that you get that we hear all the time. And it
Yeah.
echoes what Brendan said about him when Brendan had him before his little injury. And just everything that we heard about him all along was, that everybody really liked this gelding now, but colt at the time. And I think that just what Oscar the exercise rider is saying and what Dermot is saying is just it's more of what we heard previously from the other folks that have been with him. So he's going the right direction. His knee looks good, moving really well, and just getting geared up and getting ready to get back to the track. So he'll go to the Thoroughbred Center with Dermot for a few weeks, and just depending on how long he needs to get himself ready and be ready for speed work again, it'll be longer than a few weeks. But as soon as he's ready to go to the track, Brendan is ready to get him back, and he will most likely go up to the Turfway barn as well. And then so that kind of does it for what Dermot's got, because King of the Party is with Dermot at the moment. But he's going to head on up to Turfway Park on Thursday or Friday with Ethan West. We just want to get him on the Tapeta surface coming off of the knee surgery. He just had a little bit more going on in that knee surgery than Oscar Season did. So we want to get him on up to the poly track there, where it's going to be a little less impact as we bring him out of this time off and get him, geared up and going again. He was going to go to Steve Margolis. That's who he was with before. But I don't many people most people probably don't know this. The dirt track at Churchill Downs does not have the greatest reputation
No.
in terms of safety. And we've had a lot of horses training on that dirt track that have just not done great in terms of health-wise. It takes a toll on a lot of horses. So we're trying to keep as many horses off that if they've had, especially if they've had any kind of issues at all with soundness, we're trying to keep them off of it. And I think right now we're only going to have Oathbreaker there. Steve Margolis is back at Churchill Downs instead of the training center this year. But Oathbreaker, other than some simple, some little maturity things that he had going on for a bit, he's never really had any soundness issues. So
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about him being there.
He's built like
And
a rock.
he's built like a rock. And man, I can't wait to see him back in. I'm so excited to see him stretch
Yeah.
out and see what he can do. He's shown some flashes of speed in some of these works, and certainly the way he got out of the gate in his debut and those first 50 yards or so. I mean, he was right there with him until the jockey pulled him back. And really glad to see that little burst of speed, and can't wait to see what he does when we can stretch him out. So
Yeah.
we have a lot of horses up at Turfway. If you want to try to coordinate a visit either on Friday or Saturday. Once we do all the visits, we've had several folks that are interested in going to Keeneland. So I will have just some general admission tickets for as many of our folks that let me know ahead of time as possible. Because the weekend, Keeneland weekends, and a lot of the, or at least the Saturdays and a lot of the Fridays,
Packed.
sold out. Well, the general admission's already sold
Yeah,
out. I think
they're
every
packed.
Saturday. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
and I do know that they have limited, and they've limited it the last couple of years. And I think they've limited a little bit more due to all the construction that's going on,
Yep.
which we'll talk about at another time. Yeah, so that's kind of how a lot of people are planning to cap off the day, morning at the Silver Springs and possibly the Thoroughbred Center. And then going to head over to Keeneland and enjoy some beautiful spring racing.
Absolutely. And I know from what I'm hearing, it sounds like a trip up to Turfway is in my future too. So
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
we'll have pictures for well hopefully pictures and some video. If I can snag one of my photographer friends to go out there with me, we'll have both. But if
Yeah,
not, we'll try to get as much as we can. So
I think it would be great if somebody could join you up there, and maybe one of you can take pictures and the other can do the
The
Stable
video,
Connect Live.
yeah, and we can do a little backstretch kind of tour in back in the barns with the
I think
Susan or
that'd
the
be
Ethan
fantastic.
horses, yeah. So, We'll try. We'll try. We'll definitely try and get things coordinated. We've been wanting to really take use of this live stream. So I'm very excited for it. You can tell. I'm very excited
for
this.
We begged him for it. Now he's giving it to us. I know. We gotta use it.
We do. So, all right. So do we have a rough idea of like what time people can expect the open house to end on the kind of just as a general idea?
That's going to depend a little bit on how things are going with. With the horses that are training, normally they're Joey and Kevin do a really nice job on those days of getting all of our horses out pretty quick and not stretch them out over 9 or 10 sets of horses. So I do think that if they start, like I said, we'll probably do the in-hand viewing.
Mm-hmm.
9:30 to 10:15 or so.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll be out on the track by 10:30, and they'll be through their sets within a half hour, 45 minutes. That's my hope.
Okay. Yeah, and we're hoping we'll start live streaming on the Facebook and on the app probably right about that 9:30 mark as well. Obviously we'll let people know if anything happens, if anything gets shifted around, but that's kind of what we're going to be shooting for as well. So we'll start live streaming at the 9:30 mark on the Facebook and on the app. So if partners, if you don't have Facebook or you can't access the Facebook for whatever reason, it is going to be live streaming on your app. You will have access to that as well.
If you're listening and you are not, if you've missed out on the Stable Connect app, just do a search for it on Apple or Android stores and download it and let us know that you've signed up, so that we can get you assigned to your horses. So it's a nice little feature.
Yep, little partner perk.
Absolutely.
So yeah, but I'm excited for this. I think this spring open house is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of marketing material, I think. We have so many flyers. We're going to have so many flyers. It's going to be awesome. I know, Jared, you hear me get excited and you're like colors everywhere, but like, this is like, I look forward to our open houses. I think at this point it's kind of become like a event, like a biannual event.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite events that we do. It's always great when we can get, a lot of partners there together and because, our partners are from all over the place and
yep.
There's a lot of them that they plan special trips around this. So it's great for us to be able to see them when they're able to make it to town. And it's always great to see them with their horses and, especially if they're bringing little ones and the little ones are getting to spend a little time with their horses and it's always one of my favorite events of the year. So if you haven't signed up yet, would love for you to make it down, let us know and come see your horses or come see your prospective horses or just, hey, I've got some folks that I sell real estate with that, they just like horses and I know they're going to come because they just want to check them out. So if you're just listening and you're not one of our partners and you want to see some horses, come on.
Or if you've ever wanted to meet the two, the two voices you hear on this podcast every week, this is your chance. Even though I don't know if that's as exciting as visiting your horses.
I think we're definitely like way behind.
The priority list. I hear you say we're probably in the negatives if we're counting horses. Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely come out, folks. I know, if some of our folks have noticed, especially if you order the calendars, we had several folks who attended our fall, our autumn open house, who actually ended up in the official Pocket Aces Racing calendar for 2024. So who knows? You might end up on our, on one of our pages for 2025. And it's just always a good time. And I know a lot of people you also learned a lot about the horses, like chemical reaction. We joked about this, but chemical reaction was a selfie queen. Every time somebody came up to her with a phone, she had ears up. She was ready. I don't think anybody had one bad picture of her from the whole event.
She didn't take bad pictures. She's pretty.
I mean, it helps when you have the big white face and the four white feet. Yep. And yeah, so there you go, folks. There's a lot to look forward to. You're going to have as many pictures as you'd like. We'll try. If we do manage to get some of our photographers out there, we'll make sure that we'll connect you if you would like some of these pictures for yourselves. We'll definitely connect you to them so you can kind of arrange between yourselves for that. So Yeah, come on out and come and join us. I know all of Team Pocket Aces Racing is going to be out there because I got the day off for Saturday, so we're all going to be out there. So this is exciting. I finally don't have to rush off. I always feel like I'm the one who's to leave early. I have to rush off somewhere.
Not this time. And yeah, so I know just again, come out and join us. We're all looking forward to it, and can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. And while we're at it, we'll go ahead. I mean, if you're ready, Jared, we'll wrap this episode. I feel like we've covered all of our bases pretty well. And we can wrap it up so we can get back to our binge watching on Tornado Tuesday.
That's right. Yes, it's almost my bedtime, Patty. I'm old. I got to get some sleep.
I mean, does it count if I feel old? Do I have to be like
No, no,
chronologically
no,
old?
no, no. It doesn't count at all. You're just a pup.
I know, I'm turning 29. It's like the end of the world, man.
No, stop it.
Alrighty. Well, before we get too far into my grousing about my old age, make sure you're following us on all of our social medias. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Specifically that Facebook, if you want to watch our live stream, is under Pocket Aces Racing. If you would like to watch the recaps of those live streams, they're going to be available on our YouTube. It's also under Pocket Aces Racing, so make sure you subscribe over there. You've hit the bell so you get that notification when those videos get posted, when they go live. We'll try to segment them as well if we need to. If people are interested in a particular horse, we'll try to segment those as well, but we'll see. We'll figure out something. But other than that, as I tell everybody every weekend and every week, have a happy Wednesday, have a good Wednesday, make good choices. The podcast is out.